Look at all those trucks going by, just guzzling up diesel.
Okay, Miss Environmentalist, what's so bad about diesel?
Well, I wouldn't mind so much if they could at least use biodiesel.
Oh, here it comes now. Another great rant.
Hey, hey, I talked to an expert, so why don't you hear what she says, since you hate listening to me so much.
My name is Sarah Barnowski. I'm a senior at MIT studying environmental engineering, and I'm currently the president of Biodiesel at MIT, which is a student group that's been working for the past several years to get a biodiesel processor and a biodiesel system installed at MIT.
And before you start saying anything, let's make sure you know what biodiesel even is.
Both of them are just made of hydrocarbon chains. Diesel is just refined petroleum fuel, and biodiesel is made. It can be made from any sort of different feedstock, but we make it from used vegetable oil, so it's just refined. It goes through a chemical process.
To me, it sounds like an advertisement. So let me ask, how much is it?
Biodiesel does tend to be a little bit more expensive, I think just because it's not quite as readily available right now. But in the future, if we, you know, scale up this sort of production, I think it's probably more economically feasible, especially with, like, reserves of petroleum declining and that kind of thing.
I bet you can't even get it anywhere near Boston.
There are places right outside of Boston that I know you can get it just, like, at a normal gas station.
So, you were saying? And she also said that even normal diesel is 5% biodiesel.
Where does your expert expect to get all these vegetables for biodiesel? Are these environmentalists made of money?
It would probably increase the price of food, which people wouldn't be particularly happy with, especially, you know, depending on how much you decided to convert to fuel crop.
Speaking of food, listen up for the best part.
The used vegetable oil smells disgusting, and the actual biodiesel itself doesn't smell that great, but when you burn it, like if you stand behind a truck, like near the exhaust that's burning biodiesel, it actually does smell like french fries.
Well, hey, I like french fries as much as the next guy, but I bet it's not easy to get my truck to smell like french fries.
Is food all you can think about? Why don't we hear how easy it is to convert?
So, actually, if you have a diesel engine that's been made after, like, the early 1990s, you don't have to make any modifications at all. Before that, again, because biodiesel is, like, mildly corrosive, the rubber gets affected by that, and so you need to just, like, go through and replace the rubber parts of the engine.
But what if I have an old car? And what about efficiency? Didn't think about that, did you?
Actually, I did talk to Sarah about it.
Yeah, so the energy content of biodiesel is actually a little bit lower, but it turns out in most of the research that I've done, the efficiencies that you gain from the biodiesel, like I said, being better for your engine and like not having all this like junk buildup and the increased lifetime of your engine end up making up for it.
See, she said it balances out.
Yes, but what about the long hassle of switching it in the first place? And besides, there must be something else you are not letting me know.
Okay, fine. So maybe there are a few cons, but they can be easily taken care of. Listen to what Sarah says and see what you think about it.
When you run it the first, you know, month or so, you have to change your filters really frequently. But then after you get all of that stuff out of your engine, it's fine. And then the other downside is that in the wintertime, it like solidifies at a much higher temperature than diesel. So if it's really cold in the wintertime, you want to make sure that, you know, you're not, your fuel isn't hardening in like your fuel lines and stuff.
Oh, great. So I got my biodiesel truck and I'm going to go drive it and my engine is frozen. So now what do I do?
Oh, come on. All you have to do is add some fuel line antifreeze or get a little attachable heater and your problem is fixed. And biodiesel helps fix a much bigger problem anyways, the environment.
The biodiesel that we make from used vegetable oil is more environmentally friendly. Burning it is definitely more environmentally friendly. And it's actually also better for your engine, so you get a better lifetime out of your engine.
So, now what do you have to say?
Well, you see green, I see green. We're just seeing different types of green here. Let's see what will happen if we follow you. Our food prices might go up. Our fuel might freeze, and the streets will smell like french fries. Oh yeah, let's go for the green stuff.
Hey, you're always so negative. Why don't you look at the positives? It's environmentally friendly, it cleans out your engine, and it recycles all the fast food restaurant oil. And think about it, french fries versus smog? I'll take the french fries. This has been Manon Bonet and Alexandros Zervos reporting for Terrascope Youth Radio.